Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
8:45, quarter till 9. Tommy Tucker, WWL, Friday morning, August 5th. Thank you for getting it started with us. And I will remind you that the chance for showers is going to be less than it has been. So maybe we'll be able to do some outside stuff this weekend, even though it is going to be hot. Mayor Cantrell yesterday had a press conference outlining NOPD, the problems and the reforms, the problems as she sees them and the reforms that she thinks need to be taken in order to stop the hemorrhaging of experienced officers at NOPD and attract new ones. J.P. Morrell joins us now, New Orleans City Council member. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. How are you doing this morning?
Well, Newell Norman said it was the most ridiculous thing he's ever heard. One thing I noticed was how she blamed the media for being negative about NOPD, which, you know, the only thing the media has ever been negative about is her and the way the department is run and how she's not acknowledging the problem. We've all been very supportive of the officers and felt bad for what they face. So we're going to talk to Captain Ronald Glasser. We spoke to him at 9 o'clock 2 days ago, I think it was, or 3 days ago. We'll talk to him at 9:40, get his response. But what about you, JP? What was your response to what you heard?
I kind of, with Newell, it was the most ridiculous airing of grievances that I'd heard in a very long time. I think that I'm well aware of her appearances at roll call. She told the public she was going to embed with the NOPD. Going to roll call twice a day is not embedding with officers on 12-hour shifts. It's showing up to a meeting and talking at them. And my understanding is she spent a lot of talking at them and trying to blame their entire plight on everyone but herself or Sean Ferguson. Let me give you something that's not debatable. Since Sean Ferguson has been chief, we lost 6 officers his first year. We lost 82 officers the second year. And this year to date, we've lost 97. I believe at some point during the press conference, she tried to like side blame Helena and I for the state of the police department. Tommy, I wasn't on the city council last year when they lost 87 officers. Mm-hmm. What it comes down to is you have exit surveys from officers who've left that explain in detail why they left. None of it is the city council. None of it is the public. None of it is actually the consent decree. It's the management at the NOPD. It is the overzealous prosecution of officers for minor infractions by PIB, which is not required under the consent decree. That's a management issue. It's an office that's rampant with mismanagement and preferential treatment. It's a department that has no human resource officer. Tommy, you've got deputy superintendents dating and living with other deputy superintendents. You've got supervisors.
Wait, say that part again, JP.
You've got deputy superintendents who are dating and living with other deputy superintendents. Hmm. I mean, the reality is that the officers who are in the mix right now, and as you saw in those surveys, the pay is great. In fact, all of them said the pay is fantastic. The benefits are fantastic. It's just that it's a miserable place to work. And I think, honestly, what was very disheartening when I talked to officers yesterday was there was no effort to say we're going to change the way the departments run. It was blaming everybody else but the department. And if you want to really let officers down and accelerate the rate of departure, ignore what they've been telling you, both through surveys, through exit interviews, through pleas, through Mr. Glasser, who represents one of the largest.
Yeah, let me clean this up. Let me clean this up. That's Captain Michael Glasser, not Ronald Gasser. I conflated those names, and I just want to clean that up. But matter of fact, we'll pick it up there when we come back, JP, because one thing Eric Hessler said, one thing that was not addressed that you just skipped over was the problem with the Public Integrity Bureau. Captain Glasser detailed that, gave us chapter and verse of Public Integrity Bureau officers lying about what happened after officers had been, cleared of any wrongdoing, but yet nothing's done about that. So I would think that this delusional woman having this press conference after talking, as you said, at the police officers, the end result of this is going to be even more demoralization, because what she said is, I don't care what you have to say. This is the narrative that I want. I think that if I say it, people will believe it. I think she's that narcissistic. So therefore, the truth doesn't matter, and we're going to continue to go this way. And that is not a good thing for the city. And thank goodness that the council is keeping an eye on what's going on. More when we come back. 850, 10 till 9. Traffic now on WWL. 855, 5 till 9. Tommy Tucker, WWL. We're talking to J.P. Morrell, New Orleans City Council member, about Mayor LaToya Cantrell and her comments yesterday about NOPD and what she intends to do to fix the morale problems there and the problems as she sees them. One thing, J.P., I think that slips through the cracks is that Mayor Cantrell was just inaugurated in January of this year, and her term doesn't end until January, what day is it, Tim? January 10th of 2026. So if you're thinking this is going to be over with soon, it's not. So your thoughts on what she had to say yesterday, especially as it relates to the Public Integrity Bureau and some of the things that are bothering officers and why we're leaving. And if you can, JP, just recount the attrition, if you will, the number of officers that NOPD lost in those 3 years, I think you said.
Well, basically, the NOPD had been trending downward, but still had a positive intake of officers. In 2020, they lost three officers. 2021, they lost about 87. And this year to date, and we are in August, they've lost 97. And those are all during Sean Ferguson's tour as our police chief. That is not because of anything this council that was inaugurated in January has done. It's a trend in a department that's in free fall with a lack of management and a lack of accountability.
Do you have any idea?
Yes.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, JP. Go ahead.
While the mayor was having her ridiculous press conference, the council was actually doing things to improve the department based upon what the officers requested. We passed legislation yesterday to increase civilianization to allow civilians to fill administrative roles. Leslie Harris actually passed a PIB reform bill yesterday while the mayor was talking about blaming the consent managers. So, as you said when we were leaving before, the council's focused on actually trying to address what officers say is a problem, regardless of what the mayor's doing. But it had to be very disheartening for officers to hear that argument. I mean, when she says in this press conference is all they need is baseball caps and shorts.
And nail polish.
Yeah. I was like, have you been watching reruns of Reno 911?
You know what?
The cops need, they need short shorts.
JP, I can't disagree with you. And what troubled me on a serious standpoint from listening to this and watching it is that it was going to have the opposite effect. This is just going to demoralize officers more. This is going to say, lady, you didn't hear a word of what we had to say, or you don't care what we have to say because you're going to make it up, and that's what you're going to put out there, and you're going to blame everybody and their brother. Going back to the media, nobody has ever criticized NOPD. However, there was a situation, and this goes to Sean Ferguson, and I played this the other day, where he kind of played coy with the media about an officer that was arrested for showing up drunk and crashing his unit into another chain of cars or whatever it was, and saying that, well, if you don't ask us, we don't tell you. Now, wait a minute. You can't have it both ways. The media is your enemy, but yet you hide things from the media. Public Integrity Bureau, Captain Glasser is going to kind of come on, and he'll tell us what he feels about that. Tell me about Leslie Harris's, because here's the thing, JP, if you have to pass an ordinance saying that nepotism and cronyism is wrong, the wrong guy is leading a department this big. You got a minute left. Wrap us up, please. Apparently, JP fell out. Well, that's okay. I think we got the gist of what he was saying. And I don't understand the relationship between Sean Ferguson and Mayor Cantrell. I guess the loyalty is there because she appointed him and she doesn't want to admit that he made a mistake. She made a mistake. But again, in any rational earth, explain to me, or in any under any rational circumstances, explain to me how you can make a case for keeping Sean Ferguson.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.